What's up, everybody? This is Frank, and welcome back to the Frank and Minky podcast. It's been a while. Did you miss me? Because I missed you. I know it's been a long time since I posted the last episode, and I apologize for that, but I started a new job recently, and work has been very busy, and it's just been tough to find the extra energy I need to work on this podcast after work, but I'm slowly getting into my work routine and getting more comfortable, getting in the groove, and I should start posting a little more regularly moving forward. So thank you for your patience. I'm not going to waste any more time with this intro. We're going to get right into it. So spoiler alert, if you haven't listened to episodes 1 and 2, stop listening right now. This episode, episode 3, picks up exactly where the last one left off. So Frank hops into the van after the shooting, and here we go. Enjoy episode 3 of the Frank and Miggy podcast.
Miggy's a son of a bitch. Yeah, he's one hell of a cat. Oh, he can go to hell, always causing all his mishaps. Oh, it's Frank and Miggy, yeah. Oh, it's Frank and Miggy. Oh, it's Frank and Miggy.
Guys, what the fuck's going on?
Let's just say your new cat's looking out for you. Trust me, it's always nice when your pussy can get you out of trouble. Buckle up.
God damn it. In less than 2 days, I've had 3 people shot and killed literally right behind me.
Those last 2 were about to kill you, Frank.
Well, sure, but the first one wasn't. Why did Dave deserve to die?
It's complicated.
What the fuck does that mean?
Frank, please watch the strong language in front of Aunt Flo.
Who's Aunt Flo?
My gun.
Why'd you call it Aunt Flo?
There's just so much blood wherever she goes.
Yeah, it'd be nice if she didn't chase away my clients every month. How you doing, Frankie? You poor thing, you must be in shock.
I can't handle the shit. This fucking cat is...
Frank, please. No swearing in front of Aunt Flo. We don't need any microaggressions. She's been to some dark places.
Charlie, are you... Hello?
Frankie, tank bastards, you're okay. Are you in the van?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to get out and not too far from the gallery.
Why?
I'm assuming you got cameras at Mozart, the most luxurious art gallery in the city. Right, so you need to talk to the police and come up with a damn good story, buddy.
Janine, you gotta drop me off here.
Thanks, officer. I'll take it from here. You can wait outside.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Frank. It's usually not a good sign when you meet with a police detective twice in one day.
What can I say? I'm not having a very good weekend so far.
How is it that in 2 nights, there's violence in the neighborhoods you find yourself in?
Detective, yesterday I just happened to be in the neighborhood, and tonight I got kidnapped.
Kidnapped, huh? By the fellas robbing the gallery, or by whoever mowed them down after?
What?
Here's what I know, Frank. I checked the cameras. I know 2 thiefsters robbed the gallery holding you at gunpoint. I know the 3 of you walked into the back alley with the goods. I know someone showed up at the end of the alley and gave the bandits the old Bonnie and Clyde treatment. I also know you had a bit of a chat with your saviors before you ran in their direction, Frank. What I don't know is what you said to them or who they were. See, we don't have any cameras pointed towards the street in that area, Frank. So, who saved your ass?
I don't know.
What do you mean, you don't know?
They had masks on. I couldn't see their faces.
What did they say to you?
They asked if I was hurt, and when I told them I was alright, they took off.
How many of them were there?
2, I think. The driver and the gunman.
Male or female?
I only heard the guy with the gun.
Did you get a good look at them?
No, I left my night vision binoculars at home, Detective.
Why'd you leave the scene after, Frank?
Look, I thought I was gonna die in that alley, and I don't know about you, but my mother warned me about hanging around with a couple of dead guys, so I wanted to get as far away from there as I could.
I don't blame you, Frank. I never got used to seeing bodies. They're not too chatty. Well, you've been through a lot tonight. You should head home and try and get some sleep. If you need someone to talk to, we've got some brochures at the front desk.
Thanks, Detective.
Now, one more thing, Frank.
Yes?
Something I wanted to show you. Here, have a look.
Holy shit!
What do you see, Frank?
Jesus, it's a cat with one eye and half its fur missing. What? Are those burns all over it?
Cute, isn't she?
That's
my cat, Timbit. Fell into a pot of hot coffee when she was a kitten. Nursed her back to health and she's been adorable ever since.
She's something.
Yeah, maybe she and Miguel can have a playdate sometime.
Oh, I'm sure Miguel would love that. I gotta go. Here's your phone back.
See you around, Frank. Frank!
Maud?
Oh, mon Dieu, they have told me everything. I'm so happy you are alive and well. I cannot believe the audacity of some people. Not only has someone tried to rob my collection, the back of my gallery has been peppered with bullets. In France, if you have a problem with someone, you buy them a bottle of cheap English wine and a pack of Kraft single slices. Did they get into the safe in my office?
No. We never went into the office. They only wanted what looked expensive.
Oh, thank heavens. Idiots. Everyone knows that if art looks expensive, it definitely is not.
Why did you need to come down to the police station?
They need to ask me some questions, and then I must help them with information pertaining to the nearly stolen art pieces. You, on the other hand, should go home and get some rest. I need you in top shape come Monday.
Monday? Maud, I'm gonna need some time off. I think I might have...
Nonsense, Frank. You are my manager and the best employee I've ever had. You are indispensable. Besides, every great artist produced masterpieces after a bit of trauma, no? Basquiat was homeless at 15. Van Gogh was admitted to a psychiatric hospital. Bob Ross was electrocuted.
Really?
Mais oui, look at his hair, Frank. Anyway, I will need you on Monday. I have a big announcement. Get some rest tomorrow and make sure you watch the evening news. Ciao, mon ami.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Oh, Frankie, you're awake. I'm working out, buddy. It's leg day. You know what that means. Parkour!
It's 3:30 in the goddamn morning.
It's the perfect time to work out. I got all this space. Everybody's asleep.
We're the only two who live here. I'm everybody.
Put some shorts on, buddy. Let's have a race. Trust me, you'll sleep nice after a round of parkour.
No. Go to bed.
Do chicken? I don't blame you, buddy. You'll never catch me. My limbs are way too supple, see. Holy fuck, Frankie. You nearly slept until 6 p.m. I think you set a new record, buddy. World's shortest coma.
Maybe because my pet poltergeist kept me up all night.
Yeah, don't call me that, Tsitsi. That's an ugly word.
Doesn't really help that I probably should have died last night.
Could have died, but you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
Kudon, you're not gonna thank me, Carlis?
Thank you for what?
For saving your life, asshole. Plus, you got to see Aunt Flo bring the pain.
Okay, if you hadn't killed someone in my car, I wouldn't have needed to go get booze, I wouldn't have run into those two thugs at the liquor store, and you wouldn't have had to save my life, asshole.
Fine, Frankie. Yes. I lost my temper a little bit the other night, and I take partial responsibility for this series of unfortunate events. But come on, buddy. I saved your life, and I would do it again. I got your back, man. I'm your new pet. Is it too late now to say sorry?
Wait. Did you just quote Justin Bieber?
I can't help it, buddy. Plus, you're 3 for 3 so far. Keep it up.
How did you know I got kidnapped, anyway?
You've really never had a cat, eh, Frankie? I literally stare out the window for a living.
Yeah, I figured you saw them take me, but how did you know where we were going?
Ah. Well, that's simple. You're microchipped now, buddy.
Excuse me?
Yeah, the first time I scratched you after you picked me up, one of your cuts is slightly deeper than the others.
You fucking snake.
Don't ever get a pet snake or I'll set this fucking place on fire. Hey, don't go digging for the chip, see? Who knows when I'll have to save your ass again. Besides, it's definitely in your bloodstream by now.
What do you mean in my bloodstream?
Frankie, I'm pretty loaded. I can get the high-tech shit.
This is bullshit, I'm not your pet.
You get me my balls back, I'll get the chip out.
You lost your balls long before I met you.
You're one to talk, Mr. I puke when somebody gets shot.
Eat shit.
Yeah, speaking of, Frankie, pro tip for my new owner. You haven't set up the litter box yet, and I really need to use it soon. I haven't shit in about 48 hours. Probably because you haven't fed me yet either.
Damn, what time is it?
6:05, but I mean, I'll drop a deuce whenever nature calls, you know?
I gotta turn on the news.
Earlier, I had the chance to speak with Maud Champoin, owner of Maud's Art, Ottawa's most luxurious art gallery, where last night's shooting took place. Here's what she had to say.
It is really terrible, this whole thing. For years, I have been telling City Hall that there are too many guns in our streets, and it is much too easy for criminals to get their hands on them. Yet, they refuse to allow me to arm my staff. Well, last night, two thieves tried to rob my gallery and were stopped by vigilante heroes, which goes to show that a bad guy with a gun stands no chance against a good guy with a much bigger gun. But I digress. What I want the citizens of Ottawa to know is that all of the nearly stolen works of art have been accounted for and returned safely. So, to celebrate, we will be selling all of those pieces at an exclusive auction this Friday. So, bring your checkbooks, come swing your financial cocks around like helicopters, and get ready to buy some art.
Seems like some exciting stuff. Well, we're gonna take a quick break, but up next, our tech analysts will explain the difference between texting and sending an email. Stay tuned to make sure your colleagues don't think you're a fucking
Fuck.
So that's your boss, I take it?
Yes.
Figures. How do artsy people make hippie clothes look so goddamn expensive?
That's why she needs me to come in on Monday. This week's gonna be a shit show getting ready for that auction.
Again, speaking of shit shows, Frankie, I really need that litter box, buddy. Your pet cat's got a pet gopher playing peekaboo, Estzi.
Frank, once again, I cannot thank you enough for all the impeccable work you have done this week. Our displays look fantastic, the staff is ready to go, and we have so many VIPs on our guest list. This auction promises to be a huge success. How will I ever repay you?
Well, next time I get kidnapped at gunpoint, maybe you could give me a few days off or something?
We can discuss it when the time comes. For now, we focus on tonight. It's going to be wonderful, and those snobby idiots at the Louvre can kiss my French baguette. Have I told you about why they fired me?
Several times this month, yeah, but every time was different, so...
Doing a line of coke off the Mona Lisa's breast is not a crime. It is performance art. How do they expect their art director to become one with the collection?
Beats me, Maud. But hey, you're the owner of Maud's Art, Ottawa's most luxurious art gallery.
You're absolutely right, Frank. Ah, you always know how to pump me up. You are an angel. Bon, allez. Our guests will start arriving any minute, and you need to make sure the staff greet them with utmost respect.
All right, you can have a seat right here. If there's anything you need, just flag down one of our staff and we'll be glad to help you out. Enjoy the auction. Okay, next in line can come with me, please.
Hello, chap.
Hi there, sir. Can I get your name, please?
Nigel Plum. And this is me date for the evening. Tell him your name, love. I've already forgotten.
The name's Gigi.
Right. Mr. Plum? Gigi? Right this way, please. Okay, you can have a seat just over there. Third row, seats 5 and 6.
Wonderful, chap. Here. For your troubles.
Oh, thank you, sir. That's very generous. Actually, may I speak with Gigi for 1 second?
I suppose. Waste no time. I am paying her by the hour.
It won't be long, sir. Janine, what the hell are you doing here?
Gee, it's nice to see you too, handsome. Haven't you missed me?
Cut the shit. Miguel sent you here, didn't he? How the hell is he going to manage to ruin this auction?
Relax, Frankie. He's not going to ruin anything. Miggy asked me to come along as a favor to you.
How is this a favor?
Why, you see, Nigel Buckteeth over there happens to be a big spender. So, I'm going to pump up his ego. He's going to bid on everything and drive the prices up. And that means more cash for the gallery.
Something doesn't feel right.
Don't worry, Frankie. You've got a big night to manage. You're stressing out too much. I'll catch you later, sugar.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, boss?
I want you to have an extra guy watching the display table, and I need you to keep an eye on that couple I just sat down.
You got it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we move on to the final piece up for auction, I would like to thank all of you once again on behalf of Maud's Art. We hope you enjoyed your evening and that we can welcome you back in the future. Now, let's bring out the final piece. This is an absolutely stunning statuette of Bastet, the Egyptian cat goddess. Both its origin and its maker are shrouded in mystery. What we do know is that the body of the statuette is made of 24-karat gold and adorned with intricate decorations of jade, onyx, rubies, and diamonds. The piece has been valued at $103,500. Mr. Auctioneer, let the bidding begin.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble. Did I say rumble? I meant bid. Let's get ready to bid. We're going to start the bidding at $104. Do I have $104,000?
Right here.
Yes, sir. The gentleman with the teeth. Is that a man or a beaver? I don't know, but we're going to keep going. Do I have $105?
Here.
$105,000 there. Can we get...
$110.
All right. $110,000 in the back. Can we do $115? $115,000.
$115, mate.
$115,000 for Mr. with the teeth. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I don't know, but probably not as much as that guy. $120. Let me hear $120,000.
$150.
Oh, and a bit of a jump there. $150,000 is the bid. Anyone to beat $150,000?
$160.
$160 in the back. We're getting hot now, folks. Who's excited? I got a full night's sleep. I ate my Wheaties in the morning, and I kissed my mama goodbye before I came.
$175, mate.
$175,000.
$180.
Okay, $180,000. Keep them coming, ladies and gentlemen. You do not want to miss out on the opportunity to get this marvelous statuette. Anybody for $190,000?
$200. 100.
And another jump there, just like Super Mario Brothers. Let's see if we can bring it up to
300,000,
oh,
mate.
Now the crowd has awakened. That's what I like to hear, folks. But this is still a bargain in my books. Let's bring it up to 350. Can I get $350,000? Give this man a run for his money. Come on now.
350.
We got 350 there. How about
500,000?
500. I think he really wants this statuette, ladies and gentlemen. Who is willing to take on the man with the teeth? If this was a staring contest, he'd probably bite your face off.
600.
Yes, ma'am. 600,000. And it looks like we have a face off. Back to you, sir.
Right. Fuck you lot. I'm leaving with that cat. 900,000.
Oh, by golly, I cannot believe it. Folks, he's jumped 400,000 from his previous bid, bringing the total bid to $900,000. This is unbelievable. I do not know if we're going to beat that. Can anyone beat 900? 900,000 for the statuette of Bastet, the Egyptian cat goddess. Anyone? Can we beat 900? Can I get 905? 905 going once. 905 going twice. So, did it just get right in here, or did Mr. Bucktooth just flash us a smile? We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Mr. Bucktooth.
Fuck me, Gigi. What the bloody hell is wrong with my teeth?
Oh, nothing. Just try not to slice off my nipples later.
Hello?
Frank, it's Maud. Listen, we just finished going over the numbers. Great news. With all the sales from tonight's auction, we made a net profit of $1.8 million.
Wow. That's amazing news, Maud. Good call on using my near tragedy for financial gain.
Tell me about it. Maybe I should run for office or something. Listen, Frank, are you at home?
Yeah, I'm just outside my apartment. I'm about to walk in.
Well, I hope you have some champagne, because as a token of my gratitude for your troubles and your hard work this week, you will be receiving a $50,000 bonus on next week's paycheck.
Oh, holy shit. Are you sure?
Absolutely. Bon weekend, Frank. I will see you on Monday. Ciao.
Yes, 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 fuck yes, fuck yes. Yes.
Frankie, buddy, how's the auction?
What the fuck is that?
Oh, this is a statuette of Bastet, the Egyptian cat.
I know what it is, Miguel. Why is it in my apartment?
Oh, well, it's a funny story, actually. Janine was with this guy, and,
Oi! Who's there? Let me out this bloody closet.
Ah, tab out, Nick. Frankie, do you know how hard it is to put a gag on a guy with tectonic plates for teeth?
Voila! That's a wrap for episode 3. Thank you so much for tuning in again. I really appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. I want to give another shout out to Justin Villeneuve. What a dope theme song he wrote. Can't get it out of my head. And I also want to give a shout out to my girlfriend, Caroline, for having to listen to me do all these voices while I'm recording. And when I walk out of the room, she never makes fun of me for it. So thank you. If you haven't been checking out the O3 News Bulletins, check those out. They're a nice little addition to each episode, and they sort of relate to what you heard in the episode that comes just before them. So yeah, check out the News Bulletins. I will have another one coming out for this episode very soon, and episode 4, let's say sometime in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Anyways, take care, stay healthy, wear your mask. And don't bitch at any store employees. It's not their fault. All right, catch you later.